Aan daar mijn geest aan het bezig. Little after the middle of the Yomit, Bim Hichnis Bershus Al Chotzachayet, this was the, by all the cases, by Vedas, Peres, Sheer, the Balachotzachayet, and Rebbe said, Rebbe is Chaylik, Rebbe in the Kulam Eini Chayret Shekabal Olam Lishma. Here a machlokes between the Tanakame and Rebbe, if ul is, does ul mean that I'll take care of it, or the ul does not mean a Kabbalah Shmira. Itma Rav Omer Hilchus Leke Tanakame, Shmuel Omer Hilchus Leke Rebbe. Shmuel said we paskin like Rebbe. Let us see Taisvis. Shmuel Amar Hilchus Akerabi. So Taisvis, Lachaira Mire, the Hilchus Akeshmuel Bedini. We have, whenever you have a Machloikas Rav Shmuel, so by Yisurim we paskin like Rav. And by Dinimominis we paskin like Shmuel. But Tzorich here, so Taisvis says, but we have Stiris to this Klal and this Shaila. The Rebbe Koma Lael, Hichnish Shoyre Lachotza Balabaye Shaloi Boshus, Lachotza Bay Bayre Sichen Amoris, Bala Shoyre Chayev Beniske Chotza. That Tafke Shaloi Boshus, Mashme Avo Boshus Pota. Boshus is Pota, so that's like the Chachomim, that they're Mekabel Shmire they're taking full care of the, that what the Machnas is bringing in Bershus. Vikerebi, but if we pass them later, it would seem that Keshloi Bershus, Av Bershus Potter, Vikerebi, Afilu Bershus Chai. The Rebbe is Tomer Chayiv Balasher. Tomer the Balasher is Chayiv. He's responsible to watch his Sher. The Kula Sugi Delel Masik Rove Kerabona. The whole Sugi before Rove was going according to Rabona to Lanishpur Beruach, Afilu Chonak Atzmai. The Taisha is a problem. Bemison, Taisha ben Peretz is Moira, that the problem of Taisvis is Lachaira is not too gefährlich. The first Kasha that Taisvis asked, Rabbis had a memory, it was Nichnash Shaloi Bershus, and he made the Chava Baber Sichan Moorais, so the Balashir is Chayyah. So that what Rava said, Shaloi Bershus, because he didn't want to get involved in a machloikis. If he gets in Bershus, then according to Chachamim, he'll be Potter, according to Rebbe, he'll be Chayim. So why should he get involved in a machloikis? So that's what he says. It was Nichna Shaloi Bershus, so the Malachotzer, the Malachotzer is Chayim, Beniske Yachotzer. So that's not, he can't be Medayik from this Rava. The other Rayas of Rove is Mamish really a Pella, what Taisus brings down. Rove said, according to the Chachomim, that the Balachotzer is Mechuyah for the Kederis, Afilo Nishbaru Baruach. That, Rove says the Mishnah going, Natavra Mishashonazu, Eloishonazu, the Mishnah is going according to the Rabbonon, and the Baal HaChotzer is Mekabel Shmire Afalonish Baruwa. So, where do we see that? He said, the Mishnah, we have the Mishnah Machloikis, the Tanakama, and Rebbe. He said, just saying, Pshat, the Tanakama holds that the Baal HaChotzer is Mekabel Shmire. Where do we see here that he paskin like the same Pshat in the Mishnah? It's Tell me, really unclear what why Tosfos said a problem with these members of Rove. Look at the Gemara weiter. Tana Rabbonon, we learned a Baraisa. Knais Sheircha Vishimroi. The Balachotza told the Balashir, you can bring in your share, but you watch it. Gave him explicit directions, you have to watch it. Hizik Chayev. So if the Sheir was Mazik, the Ruchush of the Balachotza, so he's Chayev. Who's the Akpotter? If the Sheir got Genizik to the Rishus, to the Ruchush of the Balachotza, so the Balachotza is Potter. He told them beferish, you take care of your Sheir. So, bein shelo yazik, bein shelo yuzak. That's one bobbin. Bobbin number two. Knoi sheircho vani ashmerenu. What if the balachotza told him, you bring in your share and I'll take care of it? So then the din is, huzak chayiv, if the share got genizik through the rechush of the balachotza, so he's chayiv. Hizik Potter, if it was Mazik, the Rechush of the Balachotza, so the Balasher is Potter. I said, and Yeshmerenu. So we have two Bovis, fact the Gemara, but there's a stir in these two Bovis. Agufa Kasha. Let's go back to the first Bovis. Amrit Knois Shercha Vishimroi. If I told him that you should watch your share, so then he's a chayit. So if it was mazik, you're chayit. Huzak potter. If it was genizik, it's potter. Taime, the omaloi shimroi. I told him before, you should watch the share. That's the mashmois. The chayit balasher. So the balasher is chayit. Upota balachotza. Malachot says, Potter, that's what he told him. You should watch it. It had nothing to do with Yosher. So, Huzak, the Malachot, so be Potter. Hizik, the Malachot, is Chai. But we could be Medayik. That's because he told him Shimroi. Hostome. But what if he didn't tell him Shimroi? He didn't give him any directions. So then, it would seem it's the opposite. Chayiv balachotza, if it's huzak, v'sheir, the balachotza will be chayiv, upota balasher, it seems that's the mashmois of the loshon of the b'raisa. The b'raisa says these two aloches, that what hizik is chayiv, because I told you shimroi, but if I wouldn't have told you shimroi, you wouldn't be chayiv by hizik. That what huzak, I'm potter, because I told you shimroi, but if I wouldn't have told you shimroi, so then huzak, I'd be chayiv. Yeah. So that's the diyik from the reisha. Eima seifa. Knoish sheircho vani yeshmerenu. He was mekabel shmire. Who's a chayiv? If the sheir got genizik, so the balachotzer is chayiv, and yeshmerenu. He's the potter. I said, I'm going to take care of it. So it was mazik, your potter, because I'm supposed to take care of it. Taima da'om alei va'ani yeshmerenu, so that's why huzak I'm chayiv. Who the mechayiv balachotza upota balasher hostome chayiv balasher upota balachotza debistome lei mekabel alei netirusa osan le rabbi domechi mekabel alei netirusa the lashon of the bach is achi kabel alei balabais netirusa. Like the Gemara is, it's very schwer. Reisha Rabbonon v'Sefer Rebbe. From the Diyukim, from the Tulishainis, we have Stiradik and Diyukim. Omar Rabbalozo, Tavre, Yitzhak, a good kasha. Misha Shonazu, Le Shonazu. The Reisha is going according to the Rabbonon. sefer is going according to Rebbe. Rava Oma Kula Rabbonin. Rava says the whole thing is going according to the Rabbonin. So the Reish is very good. If I told him Shimroi, so then the Baal HaShoer is responsible. He's a Chayiv, he's a Potter. But if I didn't tell him Shimroi, so he's a Potter, and who's a Chayiv. And that's according to the Rabbonin. Aidi. So why did it say in the Sefer Eshmerenu? Afilustome, it's also like Eshmerenu. Aidi, the Nosa Breishe Shimroi, Tone Sefer Vani Eshmerenu. But Al Kaponim, not that we need the Vani Eshmerenu in order for the Balachotza to be Chayim. Balachotza is Chayim Afilustome also. What does Rashi say? Misha Shonazu, Reisha Rabbonon, the Sefer Rebbe. Let us see Taisvis. Taime da Omalei Shimroi. Zik Taisvis. Kula hach sugye kirova delel. We hear a machlokes between Rav and Rav Zeirev. What the Chachamim, what is Pshat in the Chachamim? And we'll see the matter is what Pshat in Rebbe is. According to Rava, Rava holds that according to the Chachamim, Stame is Mekabo Shmir on everything. Mekabo Shmir that I'll make sure your shoe shouldn't be genizik. Afilu meruach, or nishba beruach, I'll watch your shoe. He's mekabel shmir on everything, according to Rove, Alibe de Rabona. According to Rove, Alibe de Rabbi, according to Rav Alibe de Rebbe, that there is no the Baal HaChotza is Bechlal not Mekabel Shmire. I added the not Mekabel Shmire. So then the din should be by the Baal HaShoer Hizik Chayiv Huzak Potter. That means I wasn't Mekabel anything. He brought an Asher Hizik. Izik Chayiv, Uzak Potter, was Genizik through my share. I mean, I wouldn't, Balachotza wasn't Mekabel anything. This is Shitas. So according to Rava, we have a klo mahalach. That, by Stome, according to the Tanakame, Balachotza is Chayiv everything. Uzak Chayiv, Izik Potter. And according to Rebbe, will be fakert that the Baal HaChotza isn't mekabel any shmiris, so the Baal HaShoer is he's a chayev, who's a potter. There's no one was mekabel anything for you. So you brought in a shay, you're responsible. This is Rove. This is Bemison. Our sugya seems to hold like this. According to Rav Zeire, Rav Zeire understood there were two mahalchim. Rav Zeire understood according to the Chachamim, the Kabbalish Shmire of the Baal HaChotza is that I'll make sure that my things should not be mazik your things. That's the Kabbalah Shmir. I won't be mazik you. And therefore, according to the Rabbonon, Rav Zeire held that the Baal HaShoer should have a mutual consideration. That means the shmira is the balachot. I'll make sure that my share should not be mazik your share, and you have to make sure that your share should not be mazik my share. That's according to the chachamim. So come out according to the chachamim. Hizik, if any of the shvarim were mazik, so it'll be chayiv. Hizik will be chayiv. I'm going to take care of my share, you take care of your share. Huzak, huzak, so pshat is, forget, if my share was mazik your share, so huzak I'll be chayiv. If your share was mazik my share, so memele, according to the chachamim, alibe de Rab Zeire, so both are chayiv, if one was mazik the other. That's according. And according to Rebbe, Rebbe holds that Taisha says both are potter. That's what Taisha said before on Daf Mem Zayin Amid Beis. According to Rebbe, Rab Zeire said according to Rebbe, Bishusha should be potter. So it's a psaza. No one's responsible for anything. That's according to Rebbe. So Memele, these diukim that the Gemara is making over here, according to Rab Zeire, it's not shver at all. Because, the Reisha says, if I say Shimru, so then, Hizek Chayev Huzak Potter, but according to Rabbi, let's say it's going to Rabbi. So according to Rabbi, Hizek, if I say Shimru, so Hizek Chayev Huzak Potter. If I don't say anything, so the spotter, the no one's chayiv, everyone is spotter. Great Rabbi, everyone is spotter. In the second din that it says, Vani Eshmerenu, the Baal HaChotzer, is chayiv in everything, that's Tavke, Vani Eshmerenu, so that means, Huzek chayiv, Hizek potter. That's if he said that, but if he won't say anything, there'll be potter. So Fakel, the diyukim, according to Rab Zeire, if it's going according to Rebbe, it's very good. There's no stiridik in diyukim. There never is a difference between hizik and huzak. Either, if you said beferish, so then hizik is, so each one is responsible. If hizik is chayiv and huzak is potter. And it matters who you're speaking about, the huzak of the balasher, or so it matters, if you're talking about the balasher, I told the balasher to watch it, so the share was mazik, so balasher is chayiv. The share was nginizik, huzak potter. That's what I told him, mishmerenu. If I didn't tell him anything, so then both are potter according to Rebbe, or both are chayiv according to the rabbonim. So this whole problem is only according to Rove. That's what Taisva says. Kula ach sugiye ke Rove de Lel. Rav Zeire lo ikro shekla reisha le seif. Vekula Rebi hi. Vabestom mishneim pturim. Vem bereishi be seif. Nekol ech mekabalov shmirz chaveir. Vabona ostom mishneim chayove. The whole problem was only according to Rav, not according to Rav Zeire. Eima Seife. So Taisvis asks, Hochel o Mishani Nase, ki de Mishani beper kama de Kedushin. Kama Kedushin says like this. Nosan hu ve Omar hu. What is if he gave the cast of Kedushin, and he said, Arei Mekudeshes, Mekudeshes. So by says it's only Mekudeshes, if he did everything. He made the mice and the sinus akasef, and he said the yamire. But what'll be if, let's be medayik from the reisha. What'll be if it'll be nosan hu v'omrohi, and it'll be enem akadeshes. The seif it says, nosno hi v'omrohi, enem akadeshes. If she did everything, it's enem akadeshes. But Vaistois, if she only made the Amir and he made the Nesina, she'll be Mekadeshes. So the Gemara asks the stira the reish and the sefer. So the Gemara says, Nase. That means it's no stira. Pshat is nos anhu va'omahu mekodeshes. Nos anhu va'omrahi, it's nase k'misha nosnahi va'omrahi. That means it's no stira, that the safe is telling us a case that's really no good. And the deek of the reish is that if it's partially no good, it's just like it's really no good. So we could say the same thing over here also. The reish says, if I tell him shimru, you're mechuyev, the balash is mechuyev in everything. But if I don't tell him anything, it's nase, like the Balachotza said, Bani Eshmerenu. Then everything will go according to the Rabbonim. So Taisus says, Mishim Doch Yisla Yishni Yachini de Koma Tavra. Avalosim like Lamei Matavra, like a Pluta Bimilsa. There's no Machloikas over there. By Nosan Hu Va Omrahi. So that's why the Gemara says, Nase is a very Bidiyavadik Pshat. Now we're going to have a very interesting mahalach of Rav Poppe. How Rav Poppe wants to fa'emphor the stir in the two bereises. Rav Poppe omar, kulo rebihi. The bereise is going according to Rebbe. Let us see Rashi to understand Pshat in Rav Poppe. So Rashi says like this, Kula Rabbi, V'seife Davke, that what, Huzak Chayev, Izik Potter, is Davke because he said V'eshmerenu. V'reishe Loitaydik Minei Hostome Huzak Chayev, Devadai, that if the Sher became Huzak Yisraim, no. It's going to Rebbe. Huzak, the Balasher, is the Balachot is not Chayiv to pay. The Vadai Stome Nami Hizik Chayiv Huzak Potter. Going according to Rebbe. Hay the Noket Vishimrei Lichiyuvin Ezek Sholim Toma Him Huzak Sheiroi Shabala Chotza, Ostome Chatzi Nezik. Now, let us see the Gemara and we'll elaborate a little. Rapopo Ma, Kulo Rebihi. It's going according to Rebbe. And Rebbe holds, if the Bala Chotza is Mekabur Shmire, right? So then the din is, who's a kasher? Balachotz is chayiv. Is a kasher? Is potter. He said, Eshmerenu. If he didn't say Eshmerenu, stomme, so then it'll be fakert. So the balasher will be chayiv. Is a chayiv? Who's a potter? So why did the Reish have to say Shimroi? If we don't say Shimroi, also the din is that Hizik Chayiv v'huzak Potter. So Rav Poppe k'Rav Tarfon, he holds like Rav Tarfon, Doma Keren b'chotzer anizik nezik sholim mishalim. Keren b'chotzer anizik pays nezik sholim. Hilkach. Omalei Shimroi, Lemaknilei Mokim Bechotzer, Bavalei Kerem Bechotzer Anizik, Vekerem Bechotzer Anizik, Mishalim Nezik Sholem. Le Omalei Shimroi, Eknuyi Aknilei Mokim Bechotzer, Bavalei Chotzer Ashutvim, Vekerem Bechotzer Ashutvim, Einim Mishalim Ella Chatzi Nezik. Now, let us explain what Rav Poppe is saying, but let's go a little backwards. Rav Poppe is saying as follows. Rav Poppe is saying the Bereisa goes according to Rebbe. So the Bereisa goes according to Rebbe, so let's learn the bottom Bereisa. We're going to start from the bottom Bereisa. The bottom Bereisa says, If the balachot zet advesh marenu, so then, hisi kasher. So the balasher is potter. The balachot zet advesh marenu. Huza kasher. The balachot zet chay. Perhaps if I said vesh marenu. If I did not say vesh marenu, so mamela, I'm not at all responsible for the actions of Yosher, so you're responsible. So mamela, I didn't say vesh marenu, so hizik, if Yosher was mazik maisher, chayiv. Who's that? Yosher gaken hizik? I'm potter. The Yosher is your problem, not my problem. That's the din. Now, the Baraisa says, what if I told him, Shimroi, you watch Yosher, the same din. Hizik chayiv, and who's that potter? So Kan Shayla Benim is going according to Rebbe. So why does he tell him Shimroi? I feel I don't tell you anything. It's also the same thing. Hizik Chayiv, Huzak Potter. Why, that was the kasha. Why did he need the reish? Have you told him Shimroi, Hizik Chayiv, Huzak Potter? So a Papa says, Amur Likazach, Enechaname. The Shimroi, the din of Hizik Chayiv, Huzak Potter, I feel I don't tell you anything. But, if I give you rishus to come into my chotzer, so when I give you rishus to come into my chotzer, aknuye aknale mokim b'chotzer. So I'm giving you a schus in my chotzer. And let us just elaborate a little. The Nesiva says, how is he kind of this chus? The Nesiva says, Nesiva and Kuf Tzadik Beis of Kotnabov, when I'm telling you, you can bring in your shoyer, I'm giving you a reshus ishtamshus and the chotz, you can bring in your shoyer. Now, the reshus ishtamshus, how do you acquire it? You acquire it with shimush. You don't have to make a no-god or poratz. You only have a shibud. In other words, in my chotz, you can bring in your shir. Your shir can be in my chotz. So I'm giving you a rishus shimush in my chotz for your shir. You can bring in your shir. By bringing it in, so the din is, he acquires this ready. I got a schus shimush. Whatever they spoke out, you can keep for 10 days, for 20 years, whatever it is, he acquired a schus shimush. Now, so why don't we do that? But I'm not, according to him, I'm not mekabla myself any responsibilities. It's your share. If it'll be mazik, it'll be chayiv. If it'll be mazik, my share will be chayiv. But how much will it pay if it's a tam? So this is a Chotzer Ashutfim, I feel a whole like a Ptalfim, that Tam B'chotzer Anizik pays Nezik Sholim. That's Tavke if the Tam entered a Chotzer Anizik. But here, I told you, you can come in, and the minute you come in, by permitting you to come in, I'm giving you a Schus Shimush in the Chotzer. It means you can hold your shirt there. You acquire it. You acquire this Schus Zuktenesivis, by bringing it in. It's not a kinyan aguf of the chotzer, it's a kinyan shibud in the chotzer. You got a shibud that your shir can roam around in the chotzer. So memele, if your shir was masik my shir, that is not tam b'chotzer anizik, this is not a chotzer anizik, it's our chotzer. Because you have a right also that your behemoth can be in this chotzer. So you'll pay chatzines. If I tell you, Shimru, I tell you Shimru, now what am I telling you, Shimru? What am I telling you before Shimru? What I'm telling you? The din is, I feel without saying the word Shimru, also the din is, if you're Mazik, you'll have to pay. If you're Beginizik, I won't pay you one penny. Why did he have to tell him Shimru? What's up for him? So the Shimru is, you know what I'm telling you, Shimru? I'm telling you, you better be very careful with the shir. Because I'm not going to give you any schus in this chotzer. You can bring in your shir,
But you have no schusim in the chotzer. So memele, I'm telling you, in other words, if your share will be mazik my share, you won't be paying chatzi nezik, you'll pay full price. That's the word of, that was the accomplishment of the word of Shimru. You better watch it very good, because else there'll be a big bill. You're gonna pay nezik sholim. And that's reminiscent what Rashi says over here. The vadai stominami hizikai vuzik potav. I wouldn't tell you one word. It'll also be that in according to Rabbi. That if your share is mazik, you'll have to pay. If your share was gnizik, it's potav. Vahai dinokat vishimroi. Why am I telling you vishimroi? Watch it. Lechiyuvi nezik sholom. Come on, you better watch it very good because I got news for you. I'm not giving you any schus in the chotzer. And that's what I'm telling you, Vishimru. Not bedavke that I'm a mean person, but I want to make sure if your share will be mazik, I'm going to get nezik sholem. So memele, that is why I said, Vishimru, you better watch it very well, because, in other words, if not, you'll be paying nezik sholem. And in other words, this means that I'm not giving you any schus in the chotzer, so it's a chotzer anizik. And Rebbe holds like Rav Talfin that Keren B'chotzer Nizik pays Nezik Sholim. Zok the Mishnah weiter, Sheir Shoyim Iskaven L'chaveroi V'hika Se'isha. A Sheir wanted to be Mazik, another Sheir, and by mistake he hit an Isha V'yotzu Yolodeo Potter mit my blooders. So the share is potter mit my blooders. So Rashi says, share she miskavel lechaber. Who didn't miskavel ishana mi potter? Kedamrinen bepirken de lael, knocking mit my blooders. So he wanted to go and be neger the isha. But more of a force, am I knock at miskavel lechaber? Fine. Okay, so this is, but the first bov is coming to tell us a share is potter mit my blooders. Va'adam shahaya miskaven lechaveri, ki notzu anoshim, v'not for ishahore, v'yotzu leideh, v'ikasi isha, v'yotzu yiladeh, mishalem to mevlodis, a person pays to mevlodis, there's a din tashlumi to mevlodis. Keitzat mishalem to mevlodis, how do you pay to mevlodis? Shominese isha, kamo hi yofe ad shelo yodo. How much was she worth when she was Muberes? Kami Yofe, Misha Yolda, and how much is she worth now after the Apola? And that difference is paid to the Balaisha. Omar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Im Kain, Misha Isha, Yoyledes, Misha Bachas. So Trash, Im Kain, Misha Isha, Yoyledes, Meforish, Begmor. Let's not get into what Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is saying now. You give the mevlodes lebal. You don't make this shume kama hoisa yofa kama hi yofa. You give him the mevlodes. Vim ein lebal. What if the husband is dead? Nice and liyoshav. So the yoshim of the bal yarshin the mevlodes. Hoisa shivcha v'nishtachera igiyoyres potter. This is a very interesting case. It means, in other words, we'll see in Rashi, but the Mishnah means, Bekitzer, that we're speaking about a Giyoris married a Ger, an Inve Agefen, Binve Agefen, it's a Pasag Shidduch, and she just was Magaya herself, and then they got married, and he died before there was a chance to have children. So he doesn't have any Yoshim. When she was Muberes, and now she was Mapul, a person went and hit her and she was Mapul. So there's no husband to pay because he's dead. He doesn't have any Yoshim because he's a girl. He didn't have any children with her because they weren't married too long, so he's potter to pay. There's no one to pay to, so Mamela, he's zeiche in the chayv. Let's see what Rashi says. ונויסן לבעל, שהתורה זוכסה לו, דרסיב בעל האישה, גיבת לבעל האישה. הויסו שפחה ונשתחרו, כלומר, הויסו משוחרס, אוי גיירס, נשואה לגר, אוי לעבד משוחר. ואין לו בעל, and she doesn't have a husband, שמייס, he died, פוטר, and there's no, he doesn't have any יורשים, והמחזיק בנכסי הגר שמייס ואין לו יורשים זוכר. If a person, a girl died, and he doesn't have any יורשים, so it's hefker, there's no, it doesn't belong to anyone, so the מחזיק will be זוכר. וזה קודם ליסקויס במה שביודוי, so ממילא, he owed something to the girl, that's true, he owed something to the girl, there was, she was muberes, and then the girl died, and he doesn't have any yoshim, so he doesn't have to pay to anyone. So the chayv that he owed to the girl, he's kind of for himself. Rashi says it means, not, she was a mishkloima, hoysa mishukheres, oigiyoyres. That's what it means, she was a mishukheres. Zegt Rashi, v'hayde noket ha'ilishna hoysa shivcha v'nishtachera. I do have to speak about in such a long loshen, v'lo noket hoysa mishukheres. Say, she was a mishukheres, so that means. Mishum dar kochach v'shein lo bonim heimenu koma. She never had children from him. V'hayne de koma, hoysa shivcha v'nishtachera, the mashma atom ikorev. She was a shivcha too recently, and she just became a mishukheres. That dying lay hoyu lahem bonim. They didn't have any children. So memela, this girl that died, since he didn't leave over any yoshim, so the person was ba'akwa, the blood is his potter. Bu'adinam, il israelis an asunu lager, umeis ager the potter. My blood is labal. I did not catch Shifcha, the Giyaris, Mishum, the Stam Shifcha, Mishucheres, the Sula, Mishucha, Stam Giyaris, Lager, we're speaking about a normal Zivug, so Mamela, that's why we spelled it out in such a knife. Zuck the Gemara. Taima de Miskaven Lechaber. We had the first Bova of the Mishneh, was speaking about a shayr was miskaven ligach another shayr, and then unintentionally he was negeich the isha and she was mapel bladis. In that case, it says the shayr is pot. Time in the miskaven lachaveiroi or miskaven leisha, but it would seem it was miskaven leisha mishalim the may bladis. So Taisus before had said, and Daf Mem Beis and Medalef, that Abaye v'Rov Taka holds like this, that if he's miskaven leisha, there's no ptur of the mevlodis if he's miskaven leisha. Taka pays the mevlodis. But Rav Adar Bar Rava holds that he's potter from the mevlodis. Leimet hevet yufte the Rav Adar Bar Rava, the Omar Rav Adar Bar Rava, shvorim sheniskavnu leisha, pturim mit mevlodis. Avada Barava said, Shvorim that were miskaven leisha, he wanted to be neger leisha, the potter mit mevlodis. In our Mishnah Vaistois, the only time they are potter is if it is kaven lechaveiroi. Amaloch Avada Barava, who had in the film miskaven leisha, nami pturim mit mevlodis. Pahodiktoni shesha im miskaven lechaveiroi, aide dikaboy le misne seife, odom shay miskaven lechaveiroi, dohochik siv krom, that's what the posset, ki yonotsu anoshim, v'nokfu ishore. So the seife is speaking about the case, the posset is speaking about, toni reishe nami shesha im miskaven lechaveiroi. Fine, so you can make any, the yukim from the Mishnah says I wanted that the Lashon should flow, that the case of Shoyer is like the case of Odom. Case of Odom, that's the case that the Pasuk speaks about. The Ravade Barave, B'Shosh Nogach Abo B'Chamisha, the Hochik Siv Koki Notza Anoshim Alma, Miskav L'Chaveirem Mishtoi. Period. אמר רב פופה, שער שנוגח את השפחו, ויוצא ילודאו. Now, we heard here, over here, let us just appreciate what we heard till now. We heard till now that a shoyer is potter from the mevlodis, hastes. Emerson, the mevlodis is a chidush tashlumin, that you pay the mevlodis. This is a mechudush teka oifen of tashlumin. So, this is dafke by anodam is chayev b'dmei vlodes. But a shoyer that causes that an isha should be mapo, a shoyer is potter from the mevlodes. The schiddish tashlumim of the mevlodes is only by anodam and not by a shoyer. So now Rav Popa wants to tell us a chiddish. Omar Rav Popa, shoyer shenogach es hashifche. What if a shoyer was negeach hashifcha? Hashifcha knanis. V'yotzu yilodeho, and there was mapo vlodis. Mishalim d'mei vlodis. Here, you'll pay d'mei vlodis to who? To the other. You pay d'mei vlodis to the other. Maitayme chamarte marbarte ba'almo hu da'azik. Here, pshad is, this is, hashifcha is like a chamoyer. Shul ha-champoyim ha-chamoyer. So ha-chamoyer mubeh. So what will be the din? If a shoyer will be negeyach. But we hear that also, shoyer shenogach ha-sapore. Nim tzubro b'tzido. So you pay for the uber. Not that the main blood is. You pay for the uber to the baal ha-pore. So memele, the owner of the shivche, she's a chamoyer, she's a chamarto mabarto, she's a chamoyer muberet, so the dmei vlodes you'll pay to the other. My time a chamarto baalmo hudazik, do makro shvu lechem poim a chamoyer, amadoy me lechamoyer. Now let us see Tosfos. Chamarta ma'abarta. So Tosfos understood the Gemara Kipshutai that the Pasuk is coming to tell us that a shifcha is a chamer, amadei melachamer, a shifcha is a din of a chamer. Legabi all halachas, a shifcha is a din of a chamer. So mele, legabi azekis, al kaponim, a shifcha is a din of a chamer, so mele, has tashlumei, behemoth, just like a shesh and nogach parim or beres, you pay the owner of the vlodis, you pay to him. So mamela, you pay the owner of the shifcha. It's the same thing. Vim taima, vaktaisa mirdike kash, vagabi bert nan beshili pirkin, nafal le seichai evedayoma potter. By bert, it says a posik, the Nofal Shoma Shoyer Oichamoyer. There is specific who fell in. That a Boyer is Chayev, if a Shoyer died, speak about Misa. If a Shoyer died, the Bala Boyer is Potter. The Nofal Shoma Shoyer Veloy Odom. But if an Odom died, the Bala Boyer is Potter. Yeah. So the Gemara says later, what if an Ever died? Or Shivcha died, Nofal Seiche Eved Oyoma, Potter. Because it says Shoyer, Velo Yodom. Lemrin in the Ave Kechamarta Mabarta, Namatei Mishoyer Velo Yodom. Like Dr. Tosfos, how does the Gemara later stim with our Gemara? When it comes to the Mevlodis, our Gemara says, this is not the Mevlodis, this is a Chamarta Mabarta. That's what the Gemara says. When it comes over there, when it fell into the boyer, so the Bala boyer tells the Bala Shivcha, you know, he says, I don't understand. Yesterday, someone was mazik my Shivcha. He paid the mevlodes, because it's chamarta mabarta. Today, the Shivcha fell into the boyer. You tell me, shevelay odom. She's an odom. She's not a chamer. How does this stem? The Yeshloima, the Hochilemiyat HaKosuv, שוי בדמי ולודס, אל במוקים שהוולודי של בעל, כדכסיב בעלו אישה. אבל כאן הוולודס לא עוד אין דכסיב אישה וילדה אותי ילד עיניה. סלטר שמוס, זה ביליפול פשט נטייסוויס. He says as follows. There's two dinim. That what this din tashlumin dmei vlodes, if an odom is neige panisha and the vlodes fell and then she was mapul the vlodes, the odom was neige panisha and she was mapul the vlodes, this din tashlumin to the baal is not a poshet the din in maki behema yishalmena. This is a mechudish to get in over here. You pay to the Baal. It's not maki behema yishalmena. There's a new din tashlumim of the mevlodas. And you pay to the Baal. That means this is not maki behema yishalmena, means you break a chair, you pay for the chair. You kill a behema, you pay for the behema. That's hilchus nezikin. The mevlodes is not hilchus nezikin. It's a machudish to get in tashlumim. That you paid the mevlodes to the baal. It's a machudish to get in. In this machudish to get in, so that's tafka and odom. Asher is, and this machudish to the asher is potter from the mevlodes. It's a machudish to get chi of tashlumim. Not als a poshet din mazik moment. It's a mechudish tik din av tashlum in my blood is. Asher is potter, and an odom is chay. Fine. That's a din in the my blood is. That's the my blood is, and you pay to the baal. It's his blood is, he has mominess there. There's no such thing. I mean, let's appreciate what we're talking about. If a person, Reuven is the son of Yaakov. Asher will kill Reuven. So you pay Yaakov? You pay Yaakov? My blood is, this is, there's no such thing in the world. Let's talk about, you don't pay, if you pay Kaifish, you'll pay Reuven's children. I mean, yeah, it's my child. Not in the main blood, you pay if I killed your child. But if Reuven was Mubaris, then you pay Yaakov. It's a mechudish to get in of the main blood, you pay the ubo to the father, before he was born. Babka before he was born. That's a mechudish to get in. And this din was only said by Adam, not by Shem. That what an Adam possesses a shifcha. So a shifcha be'emesin, there's two dinim in a shifcha. Mitzadatzma, she is dinim, she's chayav mitzvahs and everything. But in hilchus momenes, it's gufa koni. It's gufa koni, and she belongs to the other. Ho'isha vilodeo tiel adoineo. The shifcha has a child, the child belongs to, the child is the eved of the other. It's gufa koni, it belongs to him. He's the owner, he's the monetary owner of the shifcha and her uprim and avlodes. So memele, the tashlumim that you paid may lovis for shifchas to an other, to an owner. This goes as the parsha makke behema yishalmena. So here the share is chai. No, the Masha is a pertinent question. Tais is saying a beautiful vote, but why did the Gemara have to bring in Amadei Melech HaMoyer? That means the Masha is, Tais is saying a Moyer de Givol. There's two Sidrei Tashlumim. There's a Seder Tashlumim of Dmei Vlodis, which is a Mechudish Tikadin Tashlumim, you give to the Baal. And that Seder is Davke by an Odom and not by a Shoyer. He's not paying to the Baal by the Ruby, he's paying to the Odom. This is a Dina Baka Baimi Yishalmena. Because she belongs to him. Why do you need this posik? The posik Yishvil that Yiladinah is, I know this posik without Amadoy Melechama. And the posik says, it's Gufay Kon Yishvil that Yiladinah, she belongs to the Yodim. So the Masha asks, it wasn't necessary l'chayre to bring this rash, that's the Masha's kasha. The Mishnah said, Ketzad Mishalim the Mevlodis, Shomin Esaisha Kamehi Yofi Achle Yod, Kamehi Yofi Misha Yod. Frag the Gemara, Ketzad Mishalim the Mevlodis, the Mevlodis, Shvach Vlodis mi boilei. When you're taking into consideration how much she was worth before when she was Muberes, she was a Bala Seivorim, and now after the she was Mapul, so besides the Vlodis, she also, her Shavius also became worthless. So why do you say the May Vlodis? Shvach Vlodis mi boilei. What does Rashi say? The way the Mishnah tells us how to make the Shumah, v'yesh b'chlal Shumah zu the Mevlodis, or Mashi Shaniris Mishubachas, or Bala Seborim, Nehuba v'dameh Yekorim. If that's the Oifan HaShumah, so we are also paying Shvach Vlodis. Sikta Gemara Chinam Yikoma. That's what the Mishnah means. Kate said, Mishalem, Dmei Vlodis, Ushvach Vlodis. That's Guve Pshat. Shom Nesi, Shekame Yofa, Atshela Yolda, Vekame Yofa, Misha Yolda. Let's see what does Rashi say. Hochinami Koma, Kate said, Mishalem, Dmei Vlodis, Ushvach Vlodis, Shehein Mashbichin Esa Isha. The Vlodis HaMashbiach, the Isha, that she looks like a Bala Seborim. Shomin Esa Isha, Kama Isha Yofe, Bishvil Vlodis Halolu, Achela Yolda, Vekame Yofe Achshav, Kshenisroikna, when she got emptied out, Venivchesu Domeo, Venaisen Lebal. That's what the Gemara is saying, that, When you're being shum, you have to take into consideration not only the Dmei Vlodis, but in the Shvach Vlodis. Zot Rashi, V'nisko shel Isha, Eina b'chlal shumazu. That what the woman became weakened through the Negife, that doesn't go to the Shumah. The Ein Kan. What we are speaking about, Ella Pchas Rikon Ha'uba. We are only speaking about how much she's worth less after she lost the Uba. So this loss in value is comes about through the, so we add together the Shavius of the Dvlodis and the Shavius of the Shvach Vlodis. That's what the Mishnah is speaking about. And that belongs to the Baal. And that's what the Mishnah is speaking about. Aval Khash Gufo Machmas Hamako. But if there's something else that also occurred because of the Maka, she became weaker. V'nivchesu domer mishoyse ruye lemoche shoyse briya rekonis. But before she was Muberes, when she was healthy, so she had one market value. Now that she's Reikonis and she's sick, she has another market value. Hu Nezek? This is nothing to do with Dmei Vlodis, Shvach Vlodis. This is another factor which has to be taken into consideration, which the Mishnah Bechlal is not speaking about. Ve'enoi shel Baal, Nezek to the Isha does not belong to the Baal. This is like every chavola, which there's different oifanim, how chavola is paid. Vadin kotzu b'ksubis, the Gemara says in ksubis, bizman shebeseisa, if it's a maki shebeseisa, lo shnei chalokim lo yechot, bizman shebegoli, loy beis chalokim lo echot.